I do. I think that we've got some of the core pieces that really did a lot better than our expectations were probably on offense last year. And those guys are coming back. And that's what's really exciting. You know, Gary kind of had a breakout season, and Duke played really well, and he's only going to get better. Isaiah had a good season. So it's really exciting from an offensive standpoint to kind of pair Hugh Jackson's offensive mind and his creativity with some of the weapons that we have coming back on offense. I think we have an opportunity to be pretty good on offense.
Hey, Joe, you're on your sixth head coach since 2007. Early on, how does this feel different under Hugh?
Well, it's always difficult to compare and contrast the coaches because I can't even remember all of them in 10 years. But one thing I think that all the players have really been drawn to Hugh with has been kind of his passion and his attention to detail. He's not the type of head coach that wants to sit back and let his assistants do the coaching. He's a guy that he demands so much of his coaches that he actually wants to be in there doing the coaching himself. He can't help himself. It was kind of funny this spring. Pep was up there kind of installing after the first day, and you could see Hugh in the back of the room during the offensive install meeting, kind of fidgeting in his seat. He had a hard time not being in front of the room. And then by the next day, he was the guy that wanted to be up there doing the installing. And that's just the way he is on offense. I mean, he's going to be directly coaching the quarterbacks, the offensive line, the receivers on every single play. And if it's not up to his standard, we're going to do it again. And I think that's a great thing to have because, you know, the defense wins championships thing is like something from the 1980s. So you got to have a great offense and a great quarterback if you want to win in the NFL consistently.
How do you think RG3 is doing? How do you think RG3 is coming along? And what's your take on this whole, you know, waiting until the first preseason game to name a quarterback, impact that has on you guys, and how do you think he looks?
Well, I think Robert's been doing really good. I'm no quarterback guru, but you've seen the growth that he's already experienced just from the beginning of OTAs to where we are right now. And he's a natural leader, and I think that's what you need as a quarterback from an intangible standpoint. Everyone knows how talented he is as an athlete and throwing the ball. And I think the one thing that maybe guys didn't know about that have been really impressed with him so far is his work ethic, his intelligence, the way he prepares and he studies, just like the great quarterbacks in the game right now. And you put all those things together and you put a guy like Hugh Jackson in his corner, and I think he can have an excellent season.
How do you feel?
Well, I think the big challenge is you're going to be running a new offense, so there's new concepts, there's new things that are happening on the field that guys have to learn, but, you know, the core characteristics are still going to be there of their ability to get open, their ability to make people miss, their desire, the way they want to work, how important it is to them, and so I think you carry those things over with a creative offensive mind like Hugh, and I'm excited, and I think we can do some really good things, especially at the skill position.
How do you feel about the full hitting in practice, full speed?
I'm against it.
Have you lobbied?
No, actually, it's funny because offensive linemen sit in those team meetings, and when we come out in just shoulder pads or we're just thudding up, which is not tackling, you hear the skinny guys like fist pumping in the back, and we really don't care at all because practice is the same for us. If we got shoulder pads on, it's exactly the same, no matter if we're tackling or just thudding up or we just got shorts and shoulder pads on. So we're pretty oblivious to the tackling anyway.
What do you think about Josh Gordon coming back? You obviously know him more than some of the other guys that are here that have never played with him before. So what are your thoughts on that? Were you instrumental at all in saying, hey, let's give him another chance?
Well, I'm excited to have Josh back. I think he's been given an opportunity here to show that he's kind of changed his ways in some respect. But the guys that have asked me about him on the team, what I've said is he's going to be a lot different than maybe the media perception or maybe some of the things you've heard, because he's a very, very introspective, intelligent, focused person that maybe that doesn't get shown too much in social media and media circles. And you know, if he's truly kind of changed his life and he's ready to commit to football, the sky's the limit for the guy because he's got everything you need from a football standpoint, obviously athletically, but intelligence-wise, he's an extremely bright football player, and I think he can definitely help this team.
Joe, given the new coaching regime, what have been the biggest challenges for you and what kinds of adjustments have you had to make personally in your approach to the game?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I don't think a new head coach kind of affects me too much in my 10th season, but it's more of an age thing. You know, as you get older, you got to start focusing on your body a little bit more because your body can only take so many hits that go on in a Sunday or in a training camp or during the season. And so it's just focusing on doing the little things when you're off the field to try to make sure that you're healthy and that you can go out and perform on Sundays.
Any strategic changes that you've had to make?
Not really. I mean, this is like seventh or eighth different offensive coordinator in a row here. So I've pretty much seen just about any offense the NFL has. And so from that standpoint, it's just basically relearning the names for the plays that you already know.
Did you affect Josh for a second?
Yeah.
When you know that he's come back before and then run into trouble again, what's mm-hmm. the level of skepticism this time about whether he's actually made the changes he says he's made?
You know, I don't really try to focus on giving it a ranking or giving it a level of skepticism because all we can do as teammates of Josh is give him the benefit of the doubt, listen to what he said, and just react to what we see. You know, if he's out here busting his butt, doing the right things, and doing the right things off the field that's keeping him out of trouble, we've got to give him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, he can be such a great player for us. And he's saying and doing all the right things right now. And until something changes like that, there's no reason to treat him any differently than anybody else in the locker room.
Did he address the team by any chance?
Not yet.
No.
What's the difference between or biggest change that you noticed with Hal Hunter running your position right now?
I think Hal's a great coach. He's got an unbelievable amount of experience in the NFL. He's been an offensive line coach for a long time, so he's going to be able to gather from many years of experience the coaching, the schemes, the techniques that he's teaching, and it's great having a guy with varied background like he does and the experience he has.
What about the offseason and the workout program? You know, a lot was made about that. Feel different? Is it a different attitude here in camp now that you've gone through that offseason program?
Well, I believe there's a lot of ways to skin a cat, and as long as you're kind of in shape for training camp and you're fairly strong, it's a football game, you know, it's not a track and field event. The stuff that we're going to do off the field with the high-performance people is really good stuff, and it's going to give you, you know, a small edge, but when it comes down to it, it's a football game that's going to be won by people on Sundays, and so you still got to have a great quarterback, you got to have a good offense, you got to have a solid defense, and you know, I think those are the big things that you need to have anyway.
Since you weighed in on it last year, do you have any thoughts on Brady? Is the Court of Appeals re-putting his
suspension? Well, I was hoping that he would appeal for like one game so he would be suspended week 5 so we didn't have to see him, but I think that everyone just kind of got sick of appealing that. I was disappointed that he didn't keep appealing from a player standpoint because it kind of gives the commissioner a little bit more power that maybe was not necessarily already negotiated or settled. But I guess maybe the NFLPA might sue on his behalf down the line to try to balance the commissioner's power. So I'm not sure.
Hey, Joe, I was making that switch when we played 4-3 DN, and then he's a little bit outside linebacker. Now he's going to be 3-4 DN for you guys. I mean, you're on the other side, but you see those guys. How big of a difference is it from 4-3 DN to a 3-4 DN?
It's a huge difference because typically as a 3-4 defensive end, you're in a read and react mode where you're reading the offensive tackle in front of you, and you're kind of mirroring what he does. You're two-gapping. Versus a 4-3 defensive end, really your job is to get upfield and disrupt things. So It's vastly different, but the college game is vastly different than the NFL game. So even if he was playing 4-3 defensive end in college and in the NFL, it's going to be so different, and there's going to be so much of an adjustment that I don't think there's more of an adjustment moving from 4-3 D end to 3-4 D end as, you know, just 4-3 to 4-3. It's just there's a huge adjustment in the NFL anyways.